up Joe and Alex show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Cardi B posted a video of herself drinking coffee and saying that she missed Offset's manhood.
I miss it. A lot. I want it.
What? Okay, I don't know what's grosser. Her talking like that or with her coffee?
She loves ASMR. I think she was trying to like be funny. But she went way more graphic than that, but that's all I could put on the radio. Diplo also has apparently felt the urge to put out a friendly reminder that he's single and tried to get Cardi B's attention on Instagram. On Monday, the producer dropped a flirty comment on her Pretty in Pink Instagram photo with the comment, "I'm single, by the way." Cardi did not respond, as far as we know. Penny Marshall, the legendary Laverne and Shirley actress turned director, died Monday night at age 75. According to her publicist, Penny died peacefully at her Hollywood Hills home due to diabetes complications. Her sister said she died very peacefully and that she was by her sister's side when she passed and that she was ready to go. She first played Laverne DeFazio in a guest spot on her brother's series Happy Days, which was well received and ultimately led to her brother pitching Laverne and Shirley. It aired from 1976 to 1983, and Marshall, and then she began her directing career by directing some of its episodes. And then after that is when she had her directorial debut with Jumping Jack Flash, starring Whoopi Goldberg in 1986, and then she went on to direct Tom Hanks' Big in 1988 in A League of Their Own. You also might know her, this is how I know her, as playing the devil's wife in the movie Hocus Pocus.
Okay, yeah, that too, but those are a lot of big movies she directed too. That's
absolutely.
Quite a career.
At least 16 companies have now pulled advertising from Tucker Carlson tonight on Fox News after he made controversial comments about illegal immigration. The controversy and advertiser backlash began last Thursday when Carlson said that illegal immigration makes the U.S. dirtier. As he stood by his comments on Monday night's show, 16 companies have now pulled their ads from the show, including Just for Men, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Ancestry.com. And Michelle Obama talked on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon about going to marriage counseling with Barack.
We have a great relationship, but the thing about marriage counseling is like I was one of those wives who thought, I'm taking you to marriage counseling so you can be fixed, Barack Obama. No. Because I was like, I'm perfect. I was like, Dr. X, please fix him. Yeah. And then our counselor looked over at me. I was like, what are you looking at? I'm perfect.
Coming up in less than an hour, a touching story about someone who reached out to Pete Davidson.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Hey, coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, somebody on the show just got diagnosed with something and it's affecting their relationship. What did you get diagnosed with and how did you overcome that with your significant other? It's coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.